Hello.
Hello, my name is Renee, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, I just was wondering what was going on. I ordered some, it was on Facebook, and it was supposed to be Jennifer Aniston's Botox gel. And so I filled out the stuff, and then when I went to look in my account, it said that I had ordered something from the company was called a dog thing. I was wondering, you know, if you could look into this and see what I did order, because it was a free trial and I just was supposed to pay shipping.
Okay, I'm going to need some information from you to see exactly what's going on. What is your zip code, ma'am?
45833.
What's your first and last name, ma'am?
Deborah Collins.
Can you verify your shipping address for me, ma'am?
Yeah, it would have been 270 Elida Road, Apartment C, Dolphus, Ohio, 45833.
All right, thank you for that. Give me 1 second while the account is loading.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. So I see here that, yeah, you did order the skin cream and you ordered the eye serum. The reason why is under that, ma'am, that is the vendor of the company, ma'am.
Okay, just verify with me. So am I getting the Jennifer Aniston's Botox gel that they put on there for a free sample and shipping only for $4.95?
It was $4.95 if you had a MasterCard. It looked like you had a Visa card, so it was $6.95.
Oh, I did. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so, and then it said I ordered also some kind of serum.
Yes. They both work hand-in-hand with each other. One is for eyes, one is for the skin.
Okay, and then I didn't order the $43.90. I couldn't afford it.
No, that's not on there. It's just the $2.695 charges.
Oh, okay. So it is legitimate. It is Jennifer Aniston's product, correct?
I don't know if it's her product itself. She might endorse it, though.
Oh, okay. Well, it showed her, and so I'm thinking, oh, okay, well, you know, I'll try it. So, and it's only and I will be getting these products, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And within 5 days, is that what it said?
Yeah, you should receive them within 5 days.
Okay. And then there won't be any other charges, right?
Yes, ma'am. It is a continuous subscription. What I can do is I can get this this extended for you so you can actually see if you to give it a try. That way you won't get billed before you get a chance to try it. And this will be a full 30-day subscription, ma'am. I mean, not 30-day subscription, 30-day trial.
Yeah, I just want the trial. I don't want it to be ongoing. Because, see, this is what I've had to do before. When they've shipped me something and I don't want it ongoing, I mean, I've had people try to take hundreds of dollars out of my account. And what I'll do is I'll just go in and close the account out. So I really don't want you to do that. You know, keep it, the shipments coming, because obviously they're not going to always be $6.95. I'm sure they're going to go up to the regular price. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I just want what it said, free trial only. I do not want any more taken out of my account than that.
All right, ma'am, give me 1 second real quick. All right, ma'am, what if I was to stay with the product? What if I was to offer you a 31.5% discount, which would be $64.99 a month after the 30-day trial?
Okay, listen to me. I lost my job. I'm barely getting by. I had just a few dollars left out of this I'm working just a little bit to get by, but I lost my real job. So I can't afford another $64.95 a month. And see, this is where they get it. And if this is the way it's going to be, just cancel the whole thing. Because I'm sorry. I think it's not right for people to do this to people, especially with times the way they are. I'm a Christian, you know, and, you know, I pray for everybody, and I only want the best for everybody. But in all reality, they need to tell people this, because when I was filling all that out, it had nothing on there about getting, you know, an extended monthly bill of $64.95.
Yes, ma'am. It was in the terms and conditions, ma'am. What if I was to offer you a 47.4% discount, which would make it $49.95 a month?
I can't. I'm telling you the truth. I can't. I'm barely getting by right now. So do you need to just cancel the whole thing? Is that it?
Yes, ma'am. I can cancel the whole thing, but it would be an early cancellation fee, ma'am.
And how much is the early cancellation fee?
$6.95, ma'am.
And that'll be another $6.95 out of my account?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, do it.
All right, give me one second, ma'am. All right, ma'am, give me one second while I do this.
All right. And I just want you to know, and I don't know personally, I mean, you must work from home or do whatever you do, but I'm just saying right now, you know, this cost me $21 altogether for nothing. So these people are just, to me, this company needs to be reported, because to me, it's a scam.
It's not, ma'am. It really isn't. A lot of people think it is a scam because they'll never catch anything like that. And they'll never read the terms and conditions.
Well, that's true. But I think the terms and conditions, does that come after they get your credit card?
No, it comes before.
Does it?
Yeah, I've had several customers to call in and ask, and then they have some people that read the terms and conditions beforehand, and it was like, it's not something I want to do. Or even if they do make an order and they just have second guesses, they'll go back and see that the terms and conditions are there and read it and then cancel it and stuff like that.
Okay.
I'm just waiting on a reply, ma'am, just to make sure I can do the make sure I do this right. But give me one second real quick. I'm sorry about that.
It's all right. So do you live in California?
Unfortunately, no, ma'am. We are a third-party call center. We handle over 100 different online vendors, so our number will pop up everywhere because we take different companies. But I am in Alabama myself.
Oh, okay.
I'm just been tired.
I'm sure.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Just give me one second real quick. I'm still here, ma'am. I'm waiting on a response.
Okay. It's all right.
All right, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm gonna go ahead and just waive that $695 charge, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right, give me 1 second while I get this canceled.
All right.
All right, ma'am.
Yes.
I went ahead and got that canceled for you. Would you like that cancellation number?
Yes, I would.
All right, it is C as in Charlie.
Okay, just 1 minute. I got to grab a pen. Okay, go ahead.
All right, it is C as in Charlie. 663-625-652.
Okay, so that's C as in Charlie, 663-625-652.
Yes, ma'am.
That's my cancellation.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else you need help with at all today?
No, but how will I know for sure that, will I get anything over my email or anything like that?
Unfortunately, I have no way to send that cancellation over to you. That's the reason why we give it over the phone, but that is the cancellation number, ma'am. If you see any charges after that, you're more than welcome to call us back.
Okay. And who am I calling, actually?
What you mean, who are you calling? You would be calling...
the 800 number I just called?
Yes, ma'am.
Or the 965 that called you called me back?
Either or, ma'am. It's the same company. We just have different callback numbers. That's all.
Okay, and what's the name of the company? I need to know.
give me 1 second. I just it was this that skin cream. Give me 1 second, I can tell you. Give me 1 second, it's loading.
You're fine.
It was the derma skin cream and eye serum.
Derma skin and eye cream. It was an eye.
It's D-E-R-M-A.
Okay. Okay, and what's your first name?
My first name is Renee Mayo.
Ray?
Renee.
Renee. Well, I want to thank you for being so nice to me, and I'll keep you in prayer, and God bless you.
All right. Thank you again, ma'am, for calling customer support. You have a good day.
You too, hon. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.